President Obama is headed to a Hollywood fundraiser at George Clooney's house today, where he'll undoubtedly hear from supporters of his new stand in favor of gay marriage. Polls show a majority of Americans also support gay marriage. But as Touré, the African-American commentator, told us this morning, his mom used to love Ed Bradley until he got an earring. Then she was done because it wasn't manly. Touré writes in Time.com, will Obama also lose these older African-American voters over gay marriage? Syracuse University professor Dr. Boyce Watkins, founder of the Europe Black World Coalition, has also been looking into this. Professor, what are you hearing?
Well, what I'm hearing at Your Black World is that there's a lot of disagreement. There's a lot of debate over whether or not there's an agreement with Obama's decision. But the marriage between the black community and President Obama, it's very strong. It's very deep in the sense that there are people that are relentlessly committed to him. And they know, and the president knows, that they don't have any other choices. You see, you can go back into the history of Mitt Romney and find cases where he's advocated for gay rights. But you really can't find anything that says that Mitt Romney will advocate for any of the black agenda or anything that matters to African Americans. So while there are going to be people who adamantly disagree with what the president did, most of those people, when they show up at the polls, are still going to vote for President Obama. And if they don't vote for President Obama, it will probably be because they weren't going to vote for him anyway.
Well, we've spoken about this on the program before, but remind us why this issue is so divisive. We're reading Bill Maxwell, a black commentator in the Tampa Bay Times, writing a year ago about homophobia being a black thing, how in California, 70% of blacks voted for Prop 8, which, of course, constitutionally banned same-sex marriage in California. Blacks were at the forefront of the vote in North Carolina this week against same-sex marriage. Of course, we're not talking about all blacks ever, but could you explain the resistance to gay rights in the black community?
Well, in the black community, there for some, has been a little bit of a resistance to the idea that any other group, especially the gay community, can take advantage of the advances that occurred during civil rights. I disagree with that viewpoint, but I think that to sort of write it off as this blanket homophobia and some kind of ignorance, I think is a little bit disrespectful. All it means really is that the black community, which tends to be deeply religious, very rooted with their church, they have a set of beliefs that tell them that homosexuality is wrong. There are many African-American women who can easily forgive a man for being a philanderer, but they can't forgive him for being gay.
Well, in fact, this discussion came about a few years ago when many found out about something called the Down Low, sort of an underground gay black life. And at the time, we heard from commentators that part of this had to do with something Touré's mom alluded to, dating back to slave times, that, you know, black men had been so abused that it wasn't considered manly to be anything but a strong black heterosexual male. And so that there's something deep here that maybe will be of discussion again.
There could be. I think, though, at the same time, there has to be an acknowledgement that the way African Americans see homosexuality is a little bit different from the way, say, liberal whites see homosexuality. And really what's coming up is that ugly natural divide between the liberal agenda and the black agenda. There are many African Americans in the black community who are really closet conservatives, but the Republicans are so racist sometimes that black Americans don't feel comfortable being a part of that party. At the end of the day, black Americans do see homosexuality differently, but their support for Obama is not really going to change that much. And I think the president knows this, and that's why I don't think that the black community is at the top of his worry list on the gay rights issue.
Well, so you say that he might still have the African-American votes, even though, as you put it, blacks don't have the leverage with the president that the gay community does. Again, it just seems like that sense of you're fighting over who gets the most attention to their civil rights. And you write, black America will always end up at the back of the bus, even when our president looks just like us.
Absolutely. The worst thing you can do with any politician is to give them your vote and not ask for anything in return, and that's exactly what the black community has done. It's sort of like paying someone for a job and saying, well, you can show up for work if you feel like it. The black community doesn't have the leverage that the gay community has, because the gay community has made it clear that if the president does not stand with them on this important issue, they're going to abandon him. Black America will not abandon President Obama, period. He could join the KKK, and they still wouldn't abandon him.
Even though you'd love to see him do more on employment inequality, mass incarceration of blacks, educational inequality, issues like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's Syracuse University professor Dr. Bryce Watkins, founder of the Your Black World Coalition. Professor Watkins, it's been fascinating. We're going to have to check in with you again on the road to the election. Thanks so much.
Oh, thank you for having me.